Hello and welcome back to the AQA GCSE Chemistry Revision podcast with myself, Becky. This week I'm going to be talking about ceramics, composites and polymers. So let's get started. Now, we've gotten very good at using materials from the earth to produce things that we can use to make our lives easier. And one of those things is ceramics, and they come in many different forms. Now, ceramics are non-metal solids with high melting points that aren't made from carbon-based compounds. Some ceramics can be made from clay. So clay is a soft material that is dug up out of the ground and so can be moulded into different shapes. When it's fired at high temperatures, it actually hardens to form clay ceramic. Its ability to be moulded when wet and then hardened makes clay ideal for making pottery and bricks. Other examples of ceramics is glass. Glass is generally transparent and can be moulded when hot and is brittle when thin. Now, most glass is made from something called soda lime glass, which is made by heating a mixture of limestone, sand and sodium carbonate, the soda element, until it melts. When the mixture cools, it comes out as glass. Borosilicate glass has a higher melting point than soda lime glass and is made in the same way as soda lime glass, but using a mixture of sand and boron trioxide. Now, composites are generally made of two different materials. Composites are made of one material embedded in another. Fibres or fragments of a material known as the reinforcement are surrounded by a matrix acting as a binder. The properties of the composite depend on the properties of the materials it is made from. So for example, you have something like fibreglass, and now fibreglass consists of fibres of glass embedded in a matrix made of a polymer, like a plastic. It has a low density like plastic, but is very strong like the glass, and it's used for things like skis, boats and surfboards. Another example of a composite would be carbon fibre. Carbon fibre composites also have a polymer matrix. The reinforcement is either made from long chains of carbon atoms bonded together, the carbon fibres, or from carbon nanotubes. These composites are very strong and light, so are used in aerospace and sports car manufacturing. A third example of composites would be concrete. And concrete is used from aggregate, a mixture of sand and gravel embedded in cement, and it is very, very strong. This makes it ideal for using as a building material, such as in like skating parks and foundations and whatnot. And a final example of a composite would be wood. Wood is a natural composite of cellulose fibres that are actually held together by an organic polymer matrix. And thirdly, I mentioned we'd talk about polymers. Now, polymers can have very different properties. Two important things can influence the properties of a polymer: how it's made and what it's made from. For example, the properties of polyethylene depend on the catalyst that was used and the reaction conditions, such as the temperature and the pressure that it was made under. Low density, so LD, polyethylene is made from ethene at a moderate temperature under a high pressure and with a catalyst. This type of polymer is actually very, very flexible, and you quite often see it used to make, for example, plastic bags and plastic bottles that you would drink like regular pop from. High density, so HD polyethylene, is also made from ethene, but at a lower temperature and pressure and with a different catalyst. It is much, much more rigid, and it's quite often used for things like water tanks and drain pipes and much more rigid plastic structures. The monomers that a polymer is made from determine the type of bonds that are formed between the polymer chains. Now, these chain weak bonds between the different molecule chains determine the properties of that polymer as well. So this is where we then have examples such as thermo-softening polymers, which contain individual polymer chains entwined together with weak forces between the chains. And you can melt these plastics and remould them. You then have another example, which is thermo-setting polymers, which contain monomers that can form cross-links between the polymer chains, holding the chains together in a solid structure. Unlike thermosoftening polymers, though, these polymers don't soften when they're heated. Thermosetting polymers are very strong, hard, and rigid. So that's it for now for me talking about ceramics, composites, and polymers. And I look forward to speaking to you again next time, and we will be discussing the properties of various different materials. So long.